there's someone out there who's lost a family member, who's lost a friend, who's lost a loved one, who's lost a partner. And so be grateful every day you wake up.
There are many things Melvina Torbert and Karen Bailey have in common. They're both highly successful within their respective fields. They are members of Alpha Kappa Alpha, the first historically black sorority, and they both have needed kidney transplants. Though Karen was fortunate to receive the gift of donation in 2017, Melvina maintains her health through dialysis, optimistically waiting for her call. Both women have become advocates for donation within the Alpha Kappa Alpha community, believing that becoming a registered donor fulfills their sorority's mission to be a service to all mankind.
My name is Melvina Torbert. I was born in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I have two kids, Sterling and Gavin, and I've been married 23 years. I went to Bennett College in North Carolina. There's only two African-American all-women's colleges, and that one of them is Bennett. So I went to Bennett undergrad and received a degree in elementary education with a minor in business education, and transitioned there to Ohio State and received my master's degree in curriculum and instructions, my principal licensure, and superintendent licensure. I was initiated in 1991 at Bennett College in Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, and just the community aspect of it was amazing to me. But on my campus, my particular chapter, which is Zeta Xi, they were like the highest ranked GPA in our region. And so I always knew I was going to be in Alpha Kappa Alpha. Thinking of the friendships and the sisters that I have acquired from being a part of this amazing organization is unspeakable. I started my career as a classroom teacher. I taught first and second grade. It was amazing. And then I transitioned to a leadership trainee program in the Columbus City School District. I became an assistant principal or principal. And then I worked for the Ohio Department of Education, and now I am the Director of Training and Development for Columbus City School District. I remember when I first started teaching, I would go home and say, why in the world do they pay me to do this? Just the opportunity to pour seeds into children was amazing for me. And then I realized that I really like the curriculum piece of education in terms of what students are learning and how that instructional delivery happens. The opportunity to just give students knowledge was amazing. And then it transitioned to helping teachers deliver that knowledge. And now it's helping leadership to ensure that the knowledge that we're delivering is essential for students. When I became pregnant with my son, Sterling, my doctor, he was like, I don't know why you're spilling so much protein. We did a lot of tests and he couldn't find anything. He just couldn't. So I had Sterling by cesarean. After that, my blood pressure, it was on the upward trajectory, and he sent me to a nephrologist for blood pressure medicine. I was on the medicine for about 6 months. After 6 months, he actually stopped practicing. And I went to another physician. They checked my kidney function and it had declined by 40% in that amount of time. So when I actually transitioned to Dr. Karat, she immediately said, I want you to go to OSU for the transplant education class because of my age. She's like, you're so young and, you know, with the level of your kidney function, we just want to be prepared. She signed me up after about 6 months. I attended the class. In the meantime, I wasn't sick. I still was urinating. like as far as the list for the donor list, I was a, you know, I'm healthy, right? I just, my toxin level's high. You know, I'm not as needy as others. So I got on dialysis peritoneal, and I have been waiting about 3.5 years now. It feels like someone who is pregnant and you're waiting for the baby to come, and you're so excited about it coming, but you're afraid. You're thinking in terms of, is it going to be healthy? How am I going to take care of it? When is it going to come? Because I believe it's coming. And is it going to be all right? I'm a pretty private person, and a lot of people didn't know that I had kidney disease and that I was currently on dialysis. A lot of times I was private because when you say, I'm on the kidney list, they're like, oh my God, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, well, I'm not dead. And just the opportunity to have life and be able to have some normalcy in your life is important. So, you know, the relationship and connection with the sorority and Lifeline has really provided me opportunity to be open and transparent about my walk.
Karen Bailey, I'm originally from Morgantown, West Virginia. I am a 2-time alumna.
My sorority sister, Malvina, are both members of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, Alpha Sigma Omega chapter in Columbus, Ohio. I have been a 21-year member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated.
I'm very active on different committees and truly enjoy my service, and also having sorority sisters all over the country. There's nowhere I go that I don't see a member of my sorority, and it's truly an honor and a privilege to be a part of such a wonderful organization, and I'm just grateful. It was in 2004, I was told by my doctor that my blood pressure was, you know, high and that I needed to be put on blood pressure medication. So the blood pressure medication was prescribed, and I was young at the time, and I was in my 20s. So I'm just like, oh, I'll just take the medication. But then when I ran out of medication, I was too busy going to events and networking. I think I was, at the time, I was director of business development for a commercial interiors architecture and design firm. So I was going to sometimes 4 to 5 events a night. And so my health was not my top priority. 2004 to 2008, I started feeling crummy. For a week or so, I'd be exhausted, not understanding what was happening. My ankles were swelling and just different things were happening. I was falling down my stairs in my town home, and I was like, what is happening? So then went to the doctor, blood work done, and they wanted to do a 24-hour analysis. Come to find out, my kidneys were functioning about 20%. So I was in denial. I said, oh, this can't be happening, right? So I said, I feel fine, right? But it's like a silent killer. That's what it is. You could feel fine, look fine, but it's a silent killer. 2013, I can barely get my feet into my shoes. I then wasn't able to barely breathe. Like, I lost kind of like my breathing. So at any rate, long story short, it was June 13, 2013. That's when my kidneys had failed. So from there to June 5th, 2017, I was on dialysis. June 7th, 2017 is when I got my transplant. I got the call from the Charles Stanley Medical Center saying that my kidney was there. I was in tears. I was happy. I was crying. I called my mother first, and I called, you know, other people who were close to me, and I was just so grateful. And also, in life, you have to be prepared. So when I first got listed to be on the transplant list at the Charleston Area Medical Center, I packed a bag and had it in my trunk. And so all I had to do was get in my car and go. And so it was a tremendous experience driving to Charleston, West Virginia, to prepare for my transplant. You know, my sorority sister, Melvina, is, you know, looking to get, you know, transplanted. And, you know, she is, you know, several years in. And here is the encouragement that I would give to any one of my sorority sisters or Divine Nine members or anyone else waiting for a kidney transplant. Keep the faith. Don't lose hope. Your change is coming, and that every day wake up with a sense of gratitude that you made to see another day. There's someone out there who's lost a family member, who's lost a friend, who's lost a loved one, who's lost a partner. And so be grateful every day you wake up. And what you think can really help to propel you to a better state of being, and to just think positively, because this too shall pass, and that there will be that transplant facility or hospital that will be calling them to get transplanted.